It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio, live from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm Mike Hogan, your local host. Thanks so much for joining me today. Do appreciate it. Well, you may remember that in September, KIOS celebrated their 50th anniversary. We are not the only ones this year. The Master Singers of Omaha celebrating their 50th anniversary as well. And with me today, the Artistic Director, Conductor of Master Singers, Dr. Lorene Pickle.
Hello.
Hello, Doctor. How are you?
I'm all right.
I have this pain in my side.
If your music is broken, I can fix it, but that's all
that's
I can do.
Yeah. That's perfect. Tell me about the Master Singers of Omaha. This sounds like you talk about an all-inclusive chorus. What an amazing idea. I love your mission statement, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, you know, we're really just a bunch of people who love to sing. It's varying ability levels, but the one thing we have in common is that we love to sing and we're willing to work hard. And we like to laugh, and we like to eat. There's always snacks. So, Master Singers has been around for 50 years. They started off as the Mel Olson Singers, who, if you're in choral music, you know that name, because he did quite a bit of choral conducting and arranging. And then Jim Elsberry was the director for 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and then after he retired, they were looking for somebody, and that was 10 years ago, and now I'm here.
And look at you. So, 20% of the time that this has been in existence, you've been running the show.
Maybe, I guess. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
You have a concert coming up, Jazz to the World 10, mm-hmm. on December 8th. Is that going to be at First Central Congregational Church?
It is. It is Sunday at First Central Congregational, 4 o'clock.
Outstanding. What can we look forward to in this?
Well, lots of tunes you probably know, but maybe have not heard quite the way we do them before. We really focus a lot on jazz aspects and pop, and it's all a cappella, which kind of separates us from some of the other stuff that's wonderful music that's going on in Omaha. So everything is a cappella. A lot of it is very jazz influenced, which means it's really hard to sing sometimes. Some of it's a little more traditional tunes done in a different way, and probably some things you have not ever heard before, but you won't forget.
Oh, but not. With it being a cappella, do some voices play instruments a la like a straight note chaser or something like that?
We have a lot of bum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dums, and our basses get real excited anytime they have words. So I try, when I'm arranging music for them, I try really hard every once in a while to throw the basses a bone and go, look, you have words. So.
And it's more than shamalama ding dong.
It is, so our bum to bum.
That's right. That's helpful as well. What inspires you to pick the music that you pick for each concert?
For this particular concert, we wanted to do a best of. And so I sent out an email to everyone who has ever sung on the holiday concerts with us and said, okay, here's everything we've ever done. Pick 10.
Oh.
And so everything that we are doing on this concert was picked by our singers. And so we picked the top 17 numbers, and then there was one that was commissioned this year that I arranged. So, yeah, that's what we did.
How did you come to have this talent for arranging?
Necessity. Music is not cheap. As well, it should not be. Arrangers and composers work really hard, and they ought to get paid for it.
Sure.
But, you know, we're on a limited budget, like most arts organizations. And so out of necessity, I learned to arrange. I mean, I have a doctorate in music, so you'd hope I could do something like that. So I thought, well, I really want to do this piece, but I can't find an arrangement I like, but I kind of want it to sort of sound like this. And then, so yeah, there it is.
Outstanding. On your mission statement, it says, Master Singer seeks to develop enduring ensembles for adults and youth, which nurture the unique blend of contemporary jazz and pop music and foster a great appreciation of music. I've skipped over some live performance, and it's accessible to all.
Yeah.
Talk about the audition process for a moment, because it's very, very welcoming. Auditions are usually stressful.
Oh,
this
no.
is very different.
No. You come in, you go, I'm going to sing something for you. And I'm like, okay, tell me your name and what do you usually sing and have you had any experience in choirs before? And we write all that stuff down. We kind of ask them if they know what their range is, and they sing something that they like to sing, that they feel good about it. And I go, okay, Well, let's put you in the second soprano section, and that's about it. We typically, if people get brave enough to come and audition for us, usually we're going to take them.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So like I said, we have varying abilities. We have some folks in the group that have degrees in music and are practicing musicians and do that kind of stuff a lot. Some people have not sung since high school, but they really love it. Some people barely read music when they start, but they read it a whole lot better when they leave.
I bet they do. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary and the 50th anniversary. If you're looking for information on it, it's mastersingersomaha.com. That'd be the website to go to, whether you want to sing or whether you'd like to see the show on December 8th or any of the other shows. There are many more there. And all that information's at mastersingersomaha.com. She is Dr. Lorene Pickle, Artistic Director and Conductor of Master Singers. Thank you for joining me today.
Why, thank you
it
for having me.
It has been just a hoot to
and
meet
a holler.
You. That's right. NPR programming continues right about now.